Hey guys, welcome to episode 18.
18
of A Gal and Gay. This is our recap of The Walking Dead
season finale. Last episode of the season for another 6 or 7 months.
It's going to be very long.
Yes, and it was a doozy, so this is going to, you know, just stick around. We're going to give our thoughts and our predictions maybe for next season, so this is the day. Okay. Now, for those of you who watched this episode, you're probably feeling a lot like we are right now. It was super intense. One of the most intense scenes I think I've ever seen on this show.
I would say on TV.
Time, we're both freaking out. Couldn't even deal with it.
Right. Well, we'll get to all that. Yes. But I remember just starting out, because you asked me, like, hey, what's this episode called? And I'm like, okay, let me look on IMDb,
blah, blah, blah.
It's called A.
Yeah, we're like, what is A? That's so weird.
Oh, great. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, is this like, oh, we're just trying to throw everyone off? Uh-huh. Like, we're not going to get too much away about the finale, mm-hmm. which is smart. But I'm like, okay, whatever. So we start the episode.
It's a flashback.
It's a flashback. Herschel's back.
Yeah, Herschel. Oh, but it's a flashback to the prison. Obviously, right. I think it kind of took place in those 6 months between last season and this season. That's what I gathered from it, because it's winter, and this is like when they're starting to plant everything. They just settled in the prison, so it's a flashback, you know, with Herschel and Rick and everything. And then it goes from that to just a shot of Rick sitting on the ground covered in blood, and it's dead silence. There's no music, there's no sound.
Right.
I really, looking back, that was really neat. I mean, just that scene was absolutely intense.
Because they're like, what are they trying to tell us here?
Yeah.
Because our predictions before, who was going to die? And
yes.
I was like, well, my prediction was Carol or Rick's hand.
Yes, Carol or Rick's hand.
And I was like, they're showing us the hand.
I know.
Because in the comic book, he lost his hand. Okay, perfect.
It's
symbolism.
His hand.
It's his hand.
It's his hand.
Don't have to worry about any major characters being killed off, whatever. And this is just whatever before.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the open, and then, you know, it starts kind of slow.
Yeah, it does start kind of slow. I mean, it's just Rick, Carl, and Michonne wandering around. They're on their way to Terminus. They're, you know, they're hunting, they're hungry, you know, they're really just surviving until they get to Terminus, you know.
And talking about what's our story going to be? Who are we?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we going to tell them what happened to us?
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm like, oh, shit, after what we just saw, we only saw Rick in that open next to that truck.
I know.
Where the hell are Michonne?
Where's Michonne and Carl? Exactly.
So I'm like, oh, and Rick's all bloody.
Bloody, just covered in blood,
covered.
And obviously a little out of it.
Yeah, a little out of it.
So
something obviously has happened.
Yeah, something traumatic.
And they're not at Terminus.
No, they're not at Terminus. No.
So. But so then, anyway, we, you know, come back. Carl's, who are we? What story were we going to tell people? You know?
Yeah.
Kind of figuring out what their game plan is before they get to Terminus.
Exactly.
And then, of course, here we go. A zombie attack.
they're walking along and they hear a guy crying for help, you know, and he's out. He's surrounded by walkers, and Carl runs to go try and help them, but, you know, Rick says, you know, we can't help him. We can't. And then the zombies eat his face.
Oh, yeah, they just took a chunk
out of his face.
Yeah. It's like, ooh.
Again, they're getting very creative with the zombies and zombie eating, that sort of thing.
And how they kill.
A little gruesome, but it was, you know, appropriate.
The poor guy was by himself.
I know, all by himself, covered. He was surrounded by walkers, and then he was zombie food, so it was a little sad. But then that's when they come across the car. Then, you know, they go hit the road.
Right.
And that's when they come across that car.
And then they keep flashing back to Herschel, giving Rick advice.
Yeah.
Kind of talking. We see Beth again.
She has, you know, she has Judith. And Herschel's like, you know, there's the one scene where, you know, he's like, hey, come with me, Rick. And Rick gets his gun ready. But then Herschel's like, you're not going to need that. It's just going to get in the way. Mm-hmm. You know, and then that progresses. Throughout this episode, they flash back to the prison. And I really did like it, because it kind of shows how things were for them at one point,
right.
And how things are now, and who they were at one point, and now, exactly. So, it's
and who knew that we were going to miss the prison?
I know, exactly. Believe it or not, the prison was pretty good for them, because they had shelter, they had food, mm-hmm. compared to what they're at now. Yeah, so it was nice to see. I mean, that was just the beginning of this season, so it wasn't that long ago that they were at this prison. I mean, so,
mm-hmm.
it's just...
Well, it's funny, we went from that scene with Herschel saying, Rick, you don't need your gun, to the next scene,
mm-hmm.
Carl looked like he had an Uzi.
I know, it looked like an Uzi.
God, and then, of course, they stumbled upon the truck
uh-huh.
from that very first scene.
Exactly.
So, like... Oh shit, it's all going down
mm-hmm.
right here. Like,
mm-hmm.
we're not getting to Terminus before we see
this
Rick
is,
bloody.
This is going to happen soon. Whatever happened is going to happen soon. It's going to happen here.
Right.
And, oh my God. No, but then, before all the craziness happens, they're talking about Terminus and, do you think it's legit? What do you think,
right.
is it going to be good? We thought Woodbury was going to be good, So they're
right.
aware of the risk of going
yeah.
to this Terminus place. They're not 100%
mm-hmm.
on board, but really they don't have a choice at this point. Like, where else are they going to go? So.
Right. And,
yeah.
and, Rick is, it's a, Carl was in the truck sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Rick and Michonne outside,
uh-huh.
fired by the truck. Rick is, questioning the system. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have a strong system.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have that. Because obviously they've never seen Terminus. They don't know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Michonne's questioning. Well, I mean, do we really know it? Like you said,
yeah.
is this going to be a good place? And she goes, well, the governor also let people in.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then that at the end of that scene.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then Joe and his crew surprised them.
Oh, my God.
And then it cuts to black.
Oh, my God. That was the first moment my heart stopped. And of course, they had a commercial. And the whole time during the commercial, we're both like, oh my God, oh my God,
oh
my God,
oh
my
God,
oh my God.
And then, because at that point, we hadn't seen Daryl.
Yeah, because we didn't, because that's right. All the other guys came up, and Daryl hadn't shown up yet. And we were like, where's Daryl?
Way to build suspense.
Daryl's
going to
stop these guys. Daryl's
right.
going to save them. And
right. So then during the commercial break, everyone's trying to figure out what is going on.
Where's
Daryl?
Yeah, where's Daryl?
Everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. And then, then it comes back right before this scene about the violence warning. And I'm like,
I know.
Oh, shit.
I know.
That's
not a good sign.
Right.
They're putting up a violence warning
right before, here.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen them cut heads off of walkers,
yep.
stab them, shoot
yep.
people, eat people. Shit's about to go down.
Yeah, shit's gonna
it's about
down.
To go. It's
yeah.
about to get really bad. Because you're already watching The Walking Dead.
Yes.
There's already the, TV mature.
Uh-huh.
And then you're throwing a violence warning right
yeah.
before this scene.
I know. They usually do it at the beginning of the episode,
right.
obviously, but they rarely do it in the middle of an episode.
Right.
So that gives you, yeah, exactly that. And that's because when they come back, that scene was so bonkers, like crazy. The guy, Daryl comes up.
Well, here's the thing. So in my notes, I'm like writing. All I got for this whole scene was I got the violence warning out of the way, and that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't write anything down.
I wrote OMG.
You couldn't take your eyes off.
No, I couldn't. Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing.
I wrote this after that scene was over because I was watching this whole time. Like during
right.
the break, I wrote this down, but it was just.
I was sweating.
I
had a blanket on. I pulled it off. I was shaking.
I'm so nervous. Now,
shocked.
I can't remember.
I'm still
now,
shocked.
Yeah, because the guy, Joe had the gun to Carl's head. The other guy.
No, not Joe, Rick.
Not Carl, but yeah,
Rick.
That's what I meant, sorry.
Michonne's.
Got it in my head. Michonne is just standing there. There's a guy, someone was pointed a gun at Michonne,
mm-hmm.
and there's a guy who was tapping on the glass trying to get to Carl,
right.
the gross guy.
Which,
Carl,
where was your gun?
The gun was right on the dash in front of him.
Why?
He could have easily grabbed it, I thought.
Right.
But, I mean, the guy only had a knife, but I guess, I imagine they would have shot Rick if he had tried anything,
Still. You grabbed the gun.
You grabbed the gun, exactly. The gun was right there, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
He could have gotten it, but Anyway, that's when Daryl shows up and's like, hey, these guys are okay.
Right. Well, they're not okay. They killed our...
They killed our buddy, whatever. And it's just... Oh, my God.
Mm.
The whole scene, you know, and then... I don't even remember
how... Daryl's crossbow is down.
Yeah.
Everyone was in an awful position. No one had their weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking Joe just like... Fuck it, we're gonna beat Daryl to death.
Yeah. They're just like, hey, yeah, we're gonna
beat him. And then, all I kept thinking is going back to that first scene where Rick was the only one left.
I know.
We know Rick's gonna survive this, but no one else.
I was thinking, oh my God, they're gonna beat Daryl to death, they're gonna kill Michonne, they're gonna kill Carl. Oh my God. This whole thing, I couldn't breathe this whole thing. You know, and then, oh God, and then the guy pulls Carl out of the car, and
what did you read before?
Well, right during the break, I read a tweet that somebody said, like, oh my God, this reminds me of the comics where these guys tried to rape Carl, and I was like, oh my God, they're not, and sure enough, they got this creepy guy. He's like smelling Carl's hair and is trying to rape him. And I was like, oh my God, this can't be happening. I was freaking out. Like,
at that point, Rick is not just going to sit there.
No one would sit there and let that happen to their child. Absolutely not. Especially Rick. So that's when he loses it. He just loses it. He headbutts that guy.
Right.
And it's like...
Well, but then the thing is, he did fire. Joe fired.
Yes.
And it stunned Rick.
Yes.
Because of the loudness. Mm-hmm. And I like that point of, you know...
Yeah, I liked that too, because
we were sort of hearing what Rick wasn't hearing, mm-hmm. And they're still beating the shit out of Daryl.
I know.
Right. And then Michonne finally starts to
come
alive. He's like, what the fuck, Michonne?
I know. She doesn't want anything to happen to Rick or Carl.
I know. But the thing with the whole Carl thing was going on, Rick saw was going on. I mean, the Rick-Joe thing, that, you know, and obviously she finally...
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's attention was diverted and she shot him and then, oh my God, and then Joe grabbed Rick.
And Rick rips his throat out with his teeth, which was...
Oh my God.
Insane. Cool. I couldn't even believe it. Like,
I couldn't either.
I couldn't. It was just...
Oh.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I mean, seeing him do that, and then, you know, Michonne kills the other guy, and then they kill the other guys who are trying to kill... Oh, God. And then when he's like, you know, they have the one guy who was trying to rape Carl, and Rick's like, no, this guy's mine. And then he just stabs him repeatedly.
Well, he doesn't stab him. He guts him.
Yeah, he guts him. I know. That's it. Oh.
I'm really surprised at that point that guy didn't kill Carl. Because it's like...
I know.
You're dead.
You're dead.
You're dead. You are dead.
Absolutely dead. And you are going to suffer painfully because,
and you could hear Rick.
Yes, you could hear him just repeatedly. Just
ripping him from the bottom to the top.
Oh, my God.
I was shaking.
I know.
It was like...
I mean, during the break, we were both freaking out.
And then I called our friends who hadn't watched it yet. They're waiting, and I'm waiting for their text. They just started it. How long have we known this? 13 minutes?
13 minutes,
they started about 13. So, about right now,
I'm sure,
they're getting close to that scene. So, I'm waiting for my phone to blow up.
Oh, my God.
I am so glad you watched this live.
Me too. Oh, my God. I can't even... It was so intense. I mean, it was just so well done, too. The intensity and the craziness and... one of the best scenes I think I've ever seen on this show, I want to say. It was just that moment where your heart drops. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
Right.
I couldn't even believe it. Oh, it's...
I know. It was... Wow.
It was crazy. Just crazy.
Well, I mean, Rick's back, I guess you could kind of say. I mean, he...
Mm-hmm.
He went nuts, like I think any father in that situation.
Yeah.
He was so focused on Carl and what was going on. Carl has been through so much.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, people can say what they want about Carl. He's an annoying kid, bratty, you know. But, I mean, come on. I know. This kid has been through so much.
Yeah.
And just to act that scene.
Yeah. I know. And
you know exactly what's going on. Carl is messed up.
Carl is messed up. Yes, and Rick is messed up. I mean, again, Rick just gotten to his breaking point again. You know, he went a little nuts in the prison. Things got a little better in the prison. He got a little better, but now it's Herschel, back to this.
Yeah, all this.
You know, it's back to this where he has to be this way to survive. You know, mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next season. That scene was just, gosh,
wow,
yeah. It was,
and it's like we're only 20 minutes
into this.
I don't know if this. I don't know if I can take the rest of this episode. That's what I was thinking.
I know.
It's like, oh god. Oh, now who's gonna die? Like no one's died yet.
I know. Like this is this can't. I was right. Yeah, exactly. Like,
Not what I was prepared for.
Wasn't prepared for that at all. Absolutely.
No, because and, you know, everyone's thinking, oh, who's gonna die? Someone's gotta die. You know. And, you know, the show creator was just like, everything changes Rick. Everything, you know, Rick has changed. And you're like, well, you know, and you kind of think, well, it's got to happen at the end of the episode. No, it happens.
No.
Right then and there.
I do, yeah. I mean,
not even halfway through the episode.
And I kind of like that they did that because it was such an intense scene. And then after that, a lot of the scenes were much, you know, a little less intense towards the end.
Right.
So it gave you some time to breathe and kind of digest what happened. But, yeah.
Right. And now looking back on the episode, I'm just thinking, there really weren't a lot of zombies in this episode.
No, there were not.
It was more the awful human beings.
The awful human beings, exactly.
Awful human beings.
I'm glad they killed those guys, by the way.
Oh, me too.
So glad. So glad. Man. In a good way, too. So.
And then we go to another Herschel scene where he said that Carl needs his father.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I really like the way they told this story.
Yes.
The way they went back to the prison, why they went back to the prison.
I do too.
It was so needed to see, you know, Rick always took Herschel's advice and he was a mentor and someone so special to Rick. And just to see them on screen again in the relationship.
Oh,
and how,
Herschel.
Yeah.
Oh, Herschel. Well, you know, and it just, I like that they showed that, you know, Rick is doing everything for Carl, good or bad. Mm-hmm. Everything he does is for Carl. Right. And that's what they're showing, you know. So I do, yeah, I liked this too. A lot of people on Twitter were complaining about the flashbacks, but I just like, I think you need something like that. Absolutely you do. And
right.
Especially in this context, the way they did it, I thought it was perfect. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and you got to look at the character development and where Rick is now in this moment.
Exactly.
Compared to actually a sort of happier time at the prison. Because we didn't really see too many happy times at the prison.
No.
Not really.
We didn't. Yeah. We picked up where it got kind of bad. But, yeah, the prison, even though, you know, it's a prison and it's a zombie apocalypse, it was a good place for them for a short time, you know? And now that they're not there anymore, things are real shitty for them again. So,
right.
You know, it is nice to think that at one point they were doing okay, you know? Mm-hmm. They had shelter, they had food, they had each other, so, yeah.
Mm. Okay, so we went from the prison again, then we went back to Rick outside of the truck. You know, daylight. It's now daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Everything had went down. Michonne and Carl are inside sleeping, and then here comes Daryl, who came up, you know. And I love the scene where Rick's like, you're my brother.
Yeah, I love that too.
And I think really Daryl definitely needed to hear that.
I know. I'm so glad Daryl found them too, because I think he was just in such a dark place. He's with these guys. He lost Beth, you know, like, so I think I'm just so happy that they met up with him. So happy, you know, and poor Daryl.
Right. And then, you know, Rick said to Daryl, keeping Carl safe is all that matters.
Yes. Yes. You know, and Carl's listening to this the whole time. So, you know, and then Michonne and Carl go and they're walking when they're on their way to Terminus again, you know. Michonne's is talking to Carl, all just being the motherly.
She told him about what happened with her baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. Her baby daddy and her baby. Friend. And apparently they were at a refugee camp and things just got a lot worse. And, you know, Mike and Terry, I think their names were, you know, they died. I'm assuming Andre died. In
that she said that she was out for a run.
Yeah.
And when she came back, the zombies had already taken over the camp and she knew that Mike and Terry were high and obviously they were bitten and we found out that's who the walkers are,
who she had them on chains and whatnot. And, you know, she was saying, you know, like they protected me or whatever. But the thing with that is that she's like, I was gone for a really long time, you know, that I was in a really dark place for a really long time. And then Andrea brought her out of that brought her out of that and all, you
and
know,
Rick
that. That group brought her out
they
of
brought
that.
Brought her back.
Brought her back. Exactly. And so she's talking to Carl about this because obviously Rick's kind of gone mad. Mm-hmm. And so I think Carl's worried about his dad. And so she's like, he'll come back. That's pretty much what she's saying. You know, you got to go through some dark times before you come back. So, yeah, I thought that was just really... And I just love what they're doing with Michonne and Carl. I love their relationship.
I do, too.
And I love that we're hearing more about her and her backstory and just seeing her open up a lot more. I love that.
So, I was worried. I told you. I'm like, oh, shit.
I know.
Is this where she dies?
I know. Because like,
no one's died yet.
Now we're hearing a lot about you, Michonne.
Yeah. Michonne, your story just got wrapped up. Yeah. Thank you for letting us know.
Kill Michonne. I will be so upset.
No, I think she's a great character. And I know there's a lot of chat and talk that, you know, she didn't translate the way a lot of fans had hoped she'd translate from the comic to on screen, on the TV screen, but I think she's great.
I think she's a great character. She's a great actress. Mm-hmm. I think, I love her, and especially this season. You know, the last season, you know, it was a little like, okay, Michonne, we get it, you're badass, but now that she's opening up and stuff, I love her so much more, so.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's when Carl's too, like, you know, I'm afraid I'm not what my dad wants me to be. I'm a monster, too, and so it'll be interesting. And Carl, too. Granted, I'm not always a fan of Carl, but I am starting to like him more because they're giving him more to do. He's not just the bratty kid anymore who doesn't do what Rick tells him to do. So, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how he turns out.
Right. It's oof. So then they get to Terminus. And I remember they were finishing walking. I'm like, and you know, Rick is just different. He's different.
He's different.
He's on a mission.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what he is zeroed in. And remember what I said? Terminus better watch out for Rick.
Yeah, I know. They don't know who they're messing with.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking bit some guy's throat.
Ripped a guy's throat out.
Ripped, right.
Just right out.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm glad I said that now looking back in retrospect.
But anyway, they don't go into Terminus the way that Maggie and Glenn and all. They decided to scope it out.
So Rick's back.
Yeah, Rick's back.
He's smart.
Yes, he's thinking. He's like,
and Michonne's pretty smart. I mean, Dick, come on.
They're all smart. They're not just going to walk into there like this.
Right.
You know,
they bury some of their weapons.
Yes, they bury some weapons just in case. So they scout it out first. They look around and they jump the fence because they want to get in and see these guys before they see them. And they even say that in the episode, or they're in the when they meet those guys, they're like, yeah, we wanted to see you before you saw us. So, you know, they go into this warehouse and there's that woman who's, you know, reading on the radio, and that's the radio transmission that they'd heard, I guess, the first part of the season.
Yep. And they were driving that car.
You know, that's say
Tyrese.
Yeah. Which is something about sanctuary for all, you arrive alive, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So it was so weird because there's a woman there on the radio and then those people, whatever they're doing, it's like a warehouse. I don't know what they were doing, but it was just, Terminus is a bad place.
Yeah, Terminus is definitely.
And we quickly learn that it is.
Yeah. So we meet the guy who welcomed them because of the way they came in over the fence and through at the back. Gareth. And of course he welcomes him to Terminus. He has them put down their weapons. He's definitely building trust.
No need. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Usually we welcome you with open arms in another way.
But then they're like, you know, they check them, they pass them, put their weapons down, they check them, and then they give them their weapons back. You know, like, okay, you know, you're not going to need them, but here you go. And, oh man. But then they go out into the yard. You know, he's going to go introduce you to that lady, get him some food.
Mary.
Is that her name?
Yep.
Oh, my God. But then that's when they're about to get some food, and that's when Rick starts noticing people.
Again, this is Rick. Rick is back.
Rick, yep.
He's paying attention.
Yep.
He knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. He's looking around him, checking the environment. And I think Daryl and Michonne, I mean, their guards were down a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But Rick's like, wait a second. Yeah. This shit looks familiar.
Yeah, he's like, there's the riot gear, there's the poncho, right. There's the backpack, and then there's the stopwatch, or the pocket watch. And it's Herschel's pocket watch. And immediately Rick's like, grabs the guy and is like, where'd you get the pocket watch? You know, and that's when shit really hits the fan, mm-hmm. You know?
Right. We also saw Maggie's clothes, Glenn's backpack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said the right gear. Yeah, and so then there's a standoff with the sniper and, you know.
Well, these people are clearly lying, too, because they're like, oh, we found the poncho on a line. We found the riot gear on a dead cop.
Which, us as viewers, we know that is not the
case. That's not the case, exactly.
Maggie and Glenn and several others just walked through.
The pocket watch, I got off a dead guy. I didn't think he needed that. Yeah, so they're clearly covering for whatever, you know, and Rick knows it because it's like, that is Herschel's watch. I know that. So, oh, man. It was just...
And then it's a showdown. And the thing is, these snipers who are on top, they're not shooting to kill.
No.
They're corralling.
Corralling, exactly. Yes. They're
They know exactly what they're doing.
They're forcing them to run in a certain way with the gunfire. It's just crazy. I mean, there was that when they're running through all those, and this is where we keep seeing the A's.
The A.
This is where the A comes into play, because you see an A here on a building, an A here, an A there. And
saw more than just the A.
Oh, saw a lot of stuff. The dead bodies. I know you didn't see it, but there's one, they're running through, I don't know, they're just running by, but there's a brief second where you see just a pile of bodies. And I don't know if it's zombies or if it's just... It was gross.
Well, then they run into that one room that's basically kind of like it looked like a place where they would sacrifice.
Yeah, there's a lot of candles, a lot of stuff written on the walls. There was stuff written on the ground, too, but I couldn't quite make out what it was. It looked like names to me, but I don't know exactly what it was. Yeah, I'll have to get it back.
There's one scene that I will never, ever be watching ever again in this episode. The scene with the truck and the I don't think I could watch that again.
It was so intense.
Yeah.
It was crazy intense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'd probably have to wait a while to watch that one again. This season too has just had some really intense moments, especially the second half. It's just really well done.
Very, very well.
Very well done.
So anyway, our heroes are running through all this place. And I thought there were a couple places where I thought they were going to get locked in.
But yeah, again, exactly, yeah.
But it kind of seemed like the Terminus is a well-oiled machine.
Uh-huh. They know what they're doing. They've done this before.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to get them locked in one area because they want them to get in this big container at the end. I was shocked. Shocked. They're now in an area. They're trapped.
Mm-hmm. Surrounded.
They're surrounded. I mean, there is nothing they can do.
No, nothing.
And, of course, the Gareth threatened Carl.
Exactly. They got Rick, you know. And I was really nervous that, too, because I was like, oh, my God, they're going to kill Carl. They're going to kill Carl. I thought they were going to kill him at that point, but
At that point, I'm like, oh, they're going to hold him back and maybe brainwash him. Good luck. You picked the wrong kid.
It's not going to work, sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know. Go for it.
But then, you know, then they make them go into this train car with an A on it, obviously. And that's when we find out, you know, Glenn, Maggie, everybody's in there. So nobody's died. So thank God.
Nobody died.
Nobody died. Woo! Nobody died.
Thank you, Walking Dead.
I know.
Thank you.
Even though this whole episode, I was just so nervous that somebody was going to die. I know.
Remember in our last podcast, I'm like, I swear.
I know.
If you guys turn into the Game of Thrones, that is
it. Can't handle it.
I can't watch two Game of Thrones, but this was, I mean, again, they're reunited, and, you know, everyone's kind of stepping up from the dark.
Yes.
And, you know, they had to have, you know, Glenn and Maggie, they had to have been listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You know,
well, yeah,
they
yeah.
had to kind of figure that, wait a minute.
I would think so.
They're calling some a samurai, there's a boy.
Yeah, archer.
Archer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But as they started stepping up, I'm like, oh my God, I hope everyone
know,
steps up.
I know, I was really afraid there's going to be one person who didn't step up.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But they all survived, which is great.
Right,
but,
a nice
yeah.
change for
a
season
nice
finale.
Exactly.
When everyone expected the worst. They expected Rick to die.
Yes.
They expected Carol today. We didn't even see Carol, you know.
Yes.
Michonne, Carl. It's like that, and we've been talking about it. We talked about it in the last podcast. You can tell a great season finale without killing a major
yeah,
character.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
this was a great season finale.
Fantastic.
Really
Fantastic.
Good. Really great. And it was so great the way it ended, too. I mean, I can't wait. Now I can't wait for next season because
right.
Rick was
and,
like.
And not because, oh my God, who died?
No, because Rick was like. They're screwed with the wrong people.
Right.
Like, that's just that. Oh, he's back.
Yes!
Like, Rick is
right.
back. Exactly. Like, almost like it's at the end of season two, you remember how he was like crazy? You know,
right.
like, yeah. So, oh, I think it's going to be great. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think so too.
Yeah.
And we still don't know what happened to four people.
Yeah. Carol and Tyrese and Judith are still on the run.
And
I mean,
Beth.
Yeah.
We have no idea where Beth is.
We don't know what happened to Beth. We thought maybe she'll be at Sanctuary at Terminus.
Well, it's basically
yeah,
Sanctuary.
I think we were definitely
they're
right
cannibals.
About that, yeah,
right.
because I like this, so we'll see how this happens, but yeah, we don't know what happened to Beth, and Tyrese and Carol and Judith are still not at Terminus yet, so
mm-hmm.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Which is a great setup.
Yeah, it is a great setup.
But the problem is, they were heading to Terminus.
Yes.
So.
I know, well, they're going to get to Terminus too, and I wonder, I don't know, I don't
right.
know, I wonder if they're going to. If they're going to go into Terminus also, or they're going to be like, something's off about this.
Right.
I don't know.
Or maybe they will, and since they're maybe a small group with a child,
maybe they'll let them in,
right.
and they won't be as creepy,
right.
and then eventually...
Because it's a small group,
yeah,
only a couple people.
Eventually they'll find out what Terminus is all about, and they'll find another group. Oh my God, that would be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, that's... You got to
yeah.
think, that's another... That's
yeah.
a different way to... Inner Terminus.
Yes.
And these other, I mean, they were bigger groups. They were threatening. Tyrese and Carol really...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't... Know. Yeah, I could see them being a little more welcoming, especially
yeah.
with the baby. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right.
It'll be...
Yeah. And then Beth. Who knows what else Beth
I don't
is.
Know. That's
I mean, and Beth could have been taken by a good guy.
Yeah.
Or something.
I wonder.
But then again, she'd be like, no, Daryl's inside. But we were talking... She wasn't taken by someone with Terminus because they wait for people to come to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, because they... Exactly.
And they could have scouts and stuff, but it looks like they wait for people.
Yeah, it looks like they just wait for people to come in. That's what it seems like to me. I don't think they go out and actively kidnap people. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
seem that way. So that's still a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Still a mystery. And like I said, yeah, I didn't think we were going to get that resolved until next season, so...
Right.
Man.
Well, and remember there was a couple of episodes back, Joe and the Marauders. Remember Joe had said something, I don't think they want us there. Remember they were talking about Terminus?
Yeah.
And he said something that was kind of weird. He's like he knew what Terminus was all
yeah.
about. But he didn't really
Yeah,
he didn't
I don't
really
remember
go
exactly,
into it.
But it was something like they don't want our kind there or something like
right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So they
I wonder.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I think we're going to learn a lot more about Terminus in the next season, obviously.
Right.
Man.
So it is a sanctuary for
it
the
It is definitely
comic
the
books.
Sanctuary mm-hmm. in the comic books. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Well, and I think it's, you know, they are the cannibals and stuff. So, in this apocalypse, you have the zombies who will want to eat your face.
Uh-huh.
And now you have the Terminus people
uh-huh.
who are basically zombies.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That want to eat your face.
Yeah, they're living zombies.
Little did they know that Rick already ate some guy's throat. So,
there's no problem chomping down on people.
Right, right.
No problem.
But, I mean, they are in a
yeah.
tight...
I mean, I think once they get out of that that train car...
But there's so many
there's so
of
many
them.
Of them,
with
I know.
So many
and
guns
they have their weapons. But maybe one of them will get out and get over the wall and get their bag of weapons, you know,
yeah.
maybe...
True, because remember someone said that so-and-so wasn't on watch or was...
Mm, yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
So maybe.
Yeah, there are so many possibilities
There's so
for
many
this
possibilities.
Next
it's gonna be crazy.
Season. So it looks like most of next season will be a Terminus.
It makes me want to go and Google this stuff. Look at, like, what happens to Sanctuary in the books.
Right. But then again, it doesn't mean it's...
It doesn't mean it's... Yeah,
happen.
Yeah. But it'll give you an idea,
mm-hmm.
I think. It'll be interesting to see what they... I don't know. It's really good. I mean, what do you think of this season overall? Thoughts?
The thing is, like, the first half of the season, I can't even remember.
I know,
right,
because
now.
It was so long ago.
It was so long ago.
Well, that
it
was,
like, this was another season.
The prison, and that was the governor and, all,
right.
and all that good stuff.
I mean, I think it's been a very, very solid season.
I think it's been a solid season, too. I agree. Completely.
And these back eight episodes since...
Oh, yeah, this second half.
There were a couple
been...
that were pretty slow. I mean, I didn't think we were going to get... another intense scene that we got with Lizzie killing
her sister. Was, yeah, I didn't.
I mean, that was pretty intense too. But
yeah,
this was
intense,
crazy,
yeah, crazy
intense.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it was a great season, and I really do love this show. You know,
right.
I
love the way that they are showing the audience that we don't necessarily have to kill a main character.
Yes.
For great storytelling.
Yes.
I think this
storytelling, especially in this last half, has been fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the character development, too, has been really great this second half, too. I mean, mm-hmm. they're really doing great things. And it's
right.
such a great show. I mean, mm-hmm. and you know, they can make you feel for these characters, and there's great moments, but then there's so much intensity, you mm-hmm. know. It's great. Yeah, I agree. I have a lot more respect for these guys.
Me too.
Yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
You know, there are so many shows out there, and I'm going to keep talking about this for a long time, because I think it's great. Thank you for not killing off the main character. Because,
yes.
number one, we don't have many main characters.
No, we do not. No.
But don't have any main characters left. And plus, you know... It's so refreshing. It's kind of like, I feel like they're sort of breaking the mold a little bit.
Yeah, because I think a lot, especially shows like this, like, the easy thing to do is to kill a character. You know,
right.
To build suspense.
There are many shows like that. It's
exactly.
Like, oh, well, it's a season finale.
Yeah,
oh,
you know, what are we
going
to, yeah, exactly. What are we going to do to, you know, get people through season finale? Yeah, let's kill somebody, you know, and I don't think we need to do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I agree. So.
I can't wait to read all of the...
I know. All the reviews and stuff. And
right.
Yeah. I can't wait either. So, I mean, just a really great episode. Great season.
And I'm looking forward to next season.
I am too.
I'm not dreading it.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Like, you know, I am definitely looking forward to it and how this...
This was a bit of a cliffhanger in a way, but not in the sense where you are going crazy wondering what happened. Like, you're excited to see what does happen
mm-hmm.
with Rick now that he's fired up and... And they're all back together. I mean, they're a good group. You know, they're going to fight for each other. So, I think it's going to be a good season.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, we want to know what you thought of tonight's season finale, season four of The Walking Dead.
Season four.
Season four, yeah. Obviously, you can tweet at us. At A Gallon of Gay. You can find us on Facebook, at A Gallon of Gay. You can email us.
agallonofgay@gmail.com. Yeah, let us know what you thought of the finale. What was your favorite part? What do you think is going to happen next season?
Love predictions.
Yeah, I would love predictions. Especially if you are a fan of the comics. Maybe, I don't know. I want to hear the parallels,
insight.
You know, like between the books and the series. So I think it would be neat to hear some stuff like that. And just... Let us know what you thought of the season in general. I overall loved this season, and I think it gets better every season. So, looking forward to next season. And I can't believe October. It's so far away.
No, it is. But there are so many shows.
There's so many shows that fill the gap. Exactly.
Like
Game of Thrones starts next Sunday. So.
Which we'll be live tweeting during that.
We will.
We'll be doing a recap.
Yeah, the recaps, yes. And then after that, it'll be True Blood. So. But after True Blood... Oh, it might be almost time for Walking Dead after that.
Not too far off,
yeah.
So. Well, no, it'll be Coven. Coven and Walking
Dead
right.
at the
same
time.
Oh,
God, how are we going to do that?
I don't know. Well, Coven's on Wednesday.
On Wednesdays, that's right.
Yeah. So we'll be doing lots of podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. And I won't get any sleep. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. You never know. Might be on a new schedule.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm hoping. So, anyway, I do want to give a shout out. Someone retweeted one of our tweets while I was tweeting, and let me look it up. And, 6 Point Sue. Thanks for retweeting my tweet about, I said that was seriously the most intense scene ever. #The Walking Dead, and you retweeted it. So thank you for doing that. That's fun.
God.
I know.
What?
Just crazy. Can't.
So nuts.
Nuts. Yeah. But, wow. Man.
Yeah, very intense episode.
very intense. Great episode.
Yeah. So, again, find us, tweet at us, let us know what you think, comment on Facebook, whatever. Mm-hmm. We definitely like to
We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. And while you're at iTunes, go ahead and rate us and comment and leave us a rating and all that good stuff. Please, we'd love to hear what you like about our podcast and what you don't. So, this is our last Walking Dead podcast for 6 or 7 months now.
But
so.
Obviously, we'll be talking about the podcast.
Yeah.
Walking Dead during our podcast.
Oh, yeah. As more news comes in, you know, when we start learning about next season, we will definitely talk about it. So,
right.
And if you are a fan of Game of Thrones, we'll be doing Game of Thrones podcasts. Mm-hmm. And if you are a fan of True Blood, when that starts, we'll be doing True Blood podcasts. So, look forward to those. So,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Bye.